From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Ambition, goal setting or aspiration, the name really doesn't matter, but the outcomes certainly do. One thing that is important in getting places is having a direction in which to travel. And the same applies to recreation and service pursuits too. For people joining the activity popularly called ham radio, for groups, clubs and advocacy bodies, being able to follow a set of guidelines to achieve the goals is a great and necessary motivator. We've just passed over the calendar where one of the popular summer contests has been held. There have been many clubs running stations, largely as social events, to enjoy the activities contesting provides. There were individuals out in different locations to home, taking part and enjoying the spirit of the contest, and they both shared a common set of features, that of needing preparation and participation. This is what our bodies and we as individual radio amateurs do in rising to the many things that are necessary. For me, it may be gathering the materials that allow me to complete a homebrew project. And for a club, it might be researching what is needed to submit an application for a grant to upgrade facilities. Each demands a certain level of preparation, and individually or collectively, it requires us to do something. So how does this work in your shack, and does it work in your club also? I get the impression that many of us and lots of clubs find themselves in a rut because we lack the drive to actually think out what our ambition is. Doing the same thing time after time might make us the talk of the area as the fastest person in winding balance, for instance, but where does it take us after that? During the week I watched the most recent YouTube video from the English ham radio store Waters and Stanton. I would recommend people who have a spare 17 minutes free go and watch this discussion piece as it draws on the Ukraine invasion to highlight the value of HF radio as a communications medium when other sources are no longer available. This is a topic which I have addressed before in suggesting that our stations can be a valuable resource in times of emergency. On watching news footage from Ukraine, it is amazing how many of the people in uniform are using the cheaper handheld radios from Asia. There are reports that because of disruptions to military communications, the Russian commanders have resorted to using 3G mobile phones and non-encrypted transmissions, allowing interception of some intelligence and information for targeting attacks. It would seem that some of the things that we do and use in this activity are the fallback position for some military operations when the planning has been inadequate. If we wish to make a success of our activities, it really seems to me that we should have the forward planning and ambition to complete the task. From the small steps of preparation and participation, the larger tasks can really happen for us. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.